in a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.
Welcome to Revelation, where prophecy meets science. Join host Peter Kling, the Einstein of biblical prophecy, as he uncovers ancient truths with modern insight. Prepare to see the world in a whole new light. And now your host, Peter Kling.
Good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining. Hey, I want you to give me a thumbs up here and like the show and join the network. We got great information for you, and everybody that listens to this show is genius level. Likes attract, and so yeah, we look at life a little bit differently, and we get a little bit better insight on things, and we question the manipulation, and then compare it to what the scriptures say in Revelation, and come up with viable answers that yes, we are living in what this documental book, we are reaching the final chapter, and we've got trials sometimes and a fantastic future. It all depends on how we position ourselves and how we align ourselves spiritually with the cosmos, and that would be spiritually across all of the dimensions. It's an interesting concept, aligning yourself spiritually across the dimensions. Sooner or later, you're going to come to the singularity, that being our creator itself, as we know as Yahuwah or Yahweh or Jehovah. And so it's a spiritual connection with God, with the creator. It's what gives us our creative forces. And we're living in such an interesting time. I love the world events just as they unfold. And yeah, we've been getting this drip, 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 drip. And we talked about it on last week's show, the aliens among us. And now we're starting to get a hard sell. And something I never thought I would see. Rascal, I'm going to ask you to play this clip in a second if you wouldn't mind queuing that up. Something I never expected to see was, the national networks carrying this subject. And it's going to set the theme for tonight's show. And I thought it was bizarre and almost borderline shockingly surprised. Yeah, Rascal, if you wouldn't mind, just go ahead and play that clip. And this is Jesse Waters, who's actually talking here on the air. It's his show, and he's bringing out something that I never thought I would hear from national news, and that is that we have aliens.
We are not alone. The Pentagon released the UFO files a few weeks back, and we just found out over a billion people have visited the site. Billion. It's got to be a record. The War Department says more files will be released soon. UFO experts and top researchers have been investigating aliens for years. Their sources say dozens of crashed UFOs have been recovered, and what they found inside? Shocking.
And do people think that there's one type of non-human intelligence that's visiting the Earth, or is there many, many types?
People who have been involved in recoveries have said
there are at least four separate types. Now, I have not had direct access to that, but I believe the people who I talk to.
Four different types of life.
Four different types of life.
four different species of aliens. Another scientist called them Greys, Nordics, Insectoids, and Reptilians. All of them have two arms and two legs, just like us. Experts speculate the Reptilians are scaly with long tails like a lizard. Insectoids look like a praying mantis. The Greys look like your classic movie alien, and the Nordics look like a regular Swedish guy, but 7 feet tall. We haven't seen the evidence, but Pete Hegseth says more evidence is coming, and there are a lot of believers in Congress.
I have seen evidence in a skiff that leads me to believe there are things we cannot explain, and I have observed things that are of non-human origin and creation. That's my opinion.
Releasing the files isn't easy. They've been hidden for years, and a lot of people want to keep it that way.
The problem we have right now is the deep state's fighting the president on releasing. He kept his word, and I suspect some of our not-so-friendly comrades and some of our alphabet agencies are slow-walking a lot of the information. It's about power, it's about control, and that's kind of what runs Washington.
So why is our own government fighting so hard to keep these secret? Well, a dozen scientists have either gone missing or died. Now, we don't know if that's related, but people are scared to talk.
One I thought was going to do an interview, and then a couple days before sent me a message saying, after further consideration and long talks with my wife, I decided I'd be forfeiting my life if I participated in your interview. And I thought that was like very unsettling message to get, obviously, but also very specific word choice, you know, forfeiting my life.
Where should you invest
$100? That's great. Thank you.
Well, according to Elon Musk, anyone who invests in his company.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I feel we're going to hit a commercial there because of the link. Anyway, where should you put $100? Hey, make a donation to the network and keep us afloat. Keep us going. We do this out of the goodness of our hearts. And, we're not commercialized in any way. Don't have any sponsors except for you, the honest-hearted people who are listening to us. So remember the network. Anyway, Rascala, the last thing that they said was he would forfeit his life if he talked about this. And so many people have been silenced. And honestly, I figured when I was writing letters to Earth, I was putting information there that I knew were going to wind up costing me my life. And I prayed for protection. I have ever since, just because of what I wrote and what the things that I wrote in there are coming about and true now. It's happening. But there was accurate information there that they didn't want to get out. My life was somewhat bizarre before that, but after our letters to Earth were published, it really went off the rails. It's been quite interesting, to say the least. But here we are today. Congratulations. We got aliens. Rascala, this was national news that they released about this. And the fact that they said, okay, well, they said there's four different species. We'll get into that in just a minute, that they recovered in these crashes. It's like, you know, what are these NASCAR drivers of the universe? And Earth is a place to crash your vessel? Good question. You know, but just as far as getting this picture out, this news clip, we'll look at the pictures in a little bit, but this news clip out to the general public, what's your opinion?
Bear with me, it started back up again.
Hey, do what you got to do. Our technical hero.
We reported that the government had pulled in a bunch of very popular pastors and reverends and so forth, and gave them a briefing. And the briefing basically was, tell your people that we're going to be releasing UFO information. And that was when that meeting was about a month ago, I think. And now you're starting to see this stuff come forward. My concern is, I have no doubt that we've we've recovered alien aircraft and more than likely bodies with that. I no doubt in my mind that that's more than likely has happened. My concern is, are they going to use that in order to bring in what we have called a fake alien invasion? I have a friend of mine who was the personal assistant to Wernher von Braun, and he told her, she said, he told me repeatedly, Riscala, watch out for the fake invasion. The fake alien invasion will be the last card that they pull. So I've always kept that on the forefront of my mind and wondering if they're setting up for a fake alien invasion. We know that they have holograms far beyond our greatest imagination. They have touchable holograms now. We know that they're able to produce holograms up in the sky, very detailed, like great, far greater than any 1080 thing that you've ever seen. So if they can convince people that Jesus is coming back, because the Bible says he's going to come back the way he left. And according to the Bible, he left by ascending into the skies. So he's going to descend from the skies and do his thing. So if they show, and there is, you know, if I can find it, Peter, I'll see if I can find it again. There is a video of what appears to be Jesus coming down from the skies. And these people are recording it. I'll see if I can find it. Anyway, my concern is we have to be able to discern what is going on. We have to have extreme discernment. And unless you are spiritually active and spiritually close to God, I'm afraid that people are going to be fooled. If a fake alien invasion happens, I'm afraid people will be fooled.
Riscala? To an extent, I agree, but I question, is this a fake alien invasion?
You mean what they're talking about now?
Yeah, what you know, Carol, I listened to Carol Rosen say you know, parrot Wernher von Braun's message many, many times. I've posted her information.
Carol is a friend of mine.
On Facebook. Well, you know, I believe her.
Carol's
she's
a friend.
Convinced.
Yeah.
It's, she's you got a friend.
So I haven't been, I used to be able to have a contact with her typically maybe two or three times a month. I haven't been spoken to her in quite some time. The last time I talked to her, she said, I don't want to have anything with any, because I asked her, do you think you'd ever want to do an interview? She said, I don't want to have anything to do with any of this anymore. I'm probably going to just black out. In other words, she's just going to, you know, go under the radar. And all these scientists that are dying right, left, and center can't help it all help believe that somehow this is all coordinated. What if the scientists that they're killing, like this one young lady, says that they found a way to create anti-gravity. And as soon as she went to her supervisors and made it known what they had found, black cars would show up in front, black SUVs would show up in front of her home, and the usual stuff. The helicopters would fly by, and then a couple of days later, she's gone. So, if it's really real, then the paranoia in killing all of these people, I think, is for power, because if these they cannot, just like what's happening right now with Trump, he cannot admit that he's not winning this war in Iran. We're winning. We're on top. It's not. That's not the truth. And so if someone else comes in who is far, far more advanced than anything that we have and says, this is the way it is, they're not going to be able to argue with that. That their power has just been usurped by these people. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and we'll pick that up because if what I heard today is true, and it makes logical sense because of the long game, it's not so much a war with Iran. It's control of the Strait of Hormuz, and it's taking power away from the city of London. It's a fight with the city of London, the banksters. And So Trump's going to wait out Iran. It's not like he's got to go bomb him again. He went in and he said, look, we can do this. And he gained control of the Strait. But that's another subject.
He made a comment, something similar to there's going to be a big glow. Yesterday, I saw a report, and I'm not able to confirm it, but apparently there was a big glow. Now, where they were very vague about where the big glow was. They kept saying it was a big glow in the Middle East during the war, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if it was Israel that got the big glow or if Iran got the big glow. Somebody got a big glow.
I had heard it was Israel.
Could be.
Yeah, I had heard it was Israel. It was the air base that Israel allegedly stores its nukes at. And the Israeli army wouldn't let anybody close to that. Firefighters, rescue workers, nobody was granted permission to deal with the situation there. The Israeli Defense Force kept them all out.
Wow.
Why?
Hmm.
So, yeah. So something's going on over there, and we're never going to get a true story because it's a fight which goes above what is being reported on, and there's so much disinformation because it's covering up the long game, and the long game goes back to the City of London and who controls the CCP. Who controls the Chinese banking system? The biggest thing is to take down the control system within China. How do you take down the control system in China? You got to bankrupt the people that are in charge.
Peter, I'm kind of not clear on this. Are you saying that China has a central bank like we have?
Yeah, Karen, I know we are off subject. But I interviewed Karen Yudis four times, and Karen Yudis was an attorney for the World Bank, and she came right out and said that the Jesuits control the banking system in China. HSBC, HSBC, wow. Hong Kong Singapore Trading Corporation, what the heck is it? Hong Kong Singapore Banking Corporation. Owned by the Bank of London, owned by the Rothschilds.
I wasn't aware of that. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to steer you off.
We got answers for pretty much everything that's going on out there, but that's a different show. Sorry. Let's get back on subject. Yeah, what we're seeing, though, is biblical things playing out. And you're not going to get a straight answer from the government. You know, one side or the other is trying to blow smoke up our skirt. And it's who controls the narrative. And that's what it's coming down to. And you know, Ruscullo, put up the picture, the four aliens. Let's just address this first, because this picture, that's the crash. But that's from last week's show. we'll get to it, but there they are. This picture was published in the New York Post for all its readers to see. Not just words on TV, but in print. You go look it up online, it's there. I did. That's where the picture comes from. And what are they showing? They're showing four different alien types that they've recovered in these crashes. And I don't know if you can see the fine print there under each one of those life forms, but it gives their physical attributes and what they are known for, and most of all known for advanced technology. Now, here's a question. Is it possible that these four species had physical bodies made for them through genetic engineering? Oh. And why these four and why now? Rascala, it's in print, right? What's your take?
Pick me, teacher. Pick me. I know. Okay, so we had Men in Black, I think it was, with Will Smith. Didn't he have an insectoid, a big roach of some sort?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
We had, one that comes to mind, specifically that comes to mind, was a Star Trek, one of the Star Trek, I can't think of the word, videos, had a guy just like the reptile that is in, kind of looked like a miniature dinosaur, just like the guy that's dressed here. And
Kirk was fighting with him, right? In the episode. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So we've been told about these guys. And the Greys, if anything to do with aliens, the Greys come up. It's like the word John, the name John Smith. It's just so common. And from what I know about the Greys, they're not just 4 to 5 feet, like this says. They can be 4 to 5 feet. They can also be 6 or 7 feet. There's tall Greys and short Greys. And the Nordics, I heard about the Nordics from a guy named Billy, and I can't think of his last name. He lost an arm. People said it was all fake, blah, 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 blah. He drew a picture of one of the ladies who was just absolutely beautiful. Billy Meyer. So if you look up Billy Meyer, I'm pretty sure that's his name. In the 60s, I think it was. He took Polaroid pictures. It's pretty hard to fake a Polaroid picture. He took Polaroid pictures of their crafts, close-up pictures, and there were people who were saying, it's fake. Well, I mean, how many years has gone by, and nobody has been able to definitely prove that it's fake. There's people who have, a lot of people come out and said it's fake, but that's where I first heard about the Nordics, that they look just like us. It's just a little taller than us.
And so that there's one of them we can relate to as a species, isn't it? Think about it. You know, which one's the one that we look like the most? Those other three guys are the Nordics.
And how many times have you seen somebody and you think that they are an albino, right? Because they have the weird eyes, and they have the weird skin.
The Winter Brothers.
A video that I saw a long time ago of long before all this AI stuff. So if they made this video, if they somehow manipulated the image, they went through a lot of trouble. But it was a video, it was about 2 or 3 minutes long, of a young lady who said she was alien, she was reptilian. And as they're talking to her, they said, well, prove to us that you're reptilian. And she blinked her eyes a couple of times and they went from regular human eyes to slits. She did it several times, and then they asked her, how long can you do that? And she said, it takes too much energy from me in order to produce both the human and the reptilian at the same time. So she can't do that for a very long time. So I have seen videos of the reptilians. We know that. I believe totally that extraterrestrials have been here from the beginning, more than likely from the very beginning.
Well, yeah. If you read what I wrote in Letters to Earth, my opinion is that they are the genetic engineers of this planet and many, many, many more like it.
You know, Peter, one thing that you said that you mentioned one time, which I thought really made a lot of sense, because I couldn't figure out how did Noah get all these animals on his boat and without the boat freaking out in some way, because he had elephants, right? He had lions, he had tigers, he had everything. But you said that what if he had the genes? Now, that would make a completely, you know, a different aspect of what was going on, because if he had the DNA in the genes, and then you were just all replicated, then he didn't have to worry about all the things that you worry about when you take care of an animal. You got to feed it. You got to take care of the poop, right? You got to make sure it gets lots of water. So if he had just the DNA, then they would just regenerate the DNA. Clearly God has the technology to do that. Just regenerate the DNA and there you go. And it was, would have made life so much simpler for the family.
Okay, let's make it even more simple. Okay, now we know, but by scripture, that he had didn't he launch a crow out and
a
it bird. Came back?
Yeah, a bird of some sort. Yeah.
And then this next bird out was a dove, and the dove didn't come back. And so they figured, okay, there's enough dry land. And if you can go to there's information online which is pretty reliable. They're not laying claim to it, but there's this wooden structure under the ice up in. Yeah, and it's not the one that Juan Wyatt said it is.
Oh, this is a different. Yeah,
it's a different. Yeah, and there are animal feces in there, and they it's all hand hewn wood, but the information on that is very, very restricted. But he had animals, but he didn't have to have like two lions. How many cats do we have? I'll give you how many different dog breeds do we have? And they all came from what? The wolf? Okay, so no, only needed to have a pair of wolves on, right? Think about it. How many different types of it comes down to having the genetic line that you want to breed. Obviously, the mastodons didn't make it, but we got these other African and Indian elephants that did. There's several different types of tigers, several different types of lions, and the one that's pretty much gone extinct is the lion that inhabited essentially the whole Fertile Crescent. Nimrod was a lion killer. They hunted lions for sport. Think about that. I believe that the species is called the Judean lion, and hence you get the Lion of Judah. But anyway, you just need the genetic types that you want to continue lines off of. And so, it's there. It's all in our genes. Our human genome can recreate all life on Earth all the way back to cyanobacteria Precambrian period. Our bodies are a genetic engineering marvel. We have the complete history of creation on this planet encoded in our genes. So you could literally take human DNA and go recreate a planet.
Isn't that what Elon wants to do?
With the technology. Well, you see, here's let's go back to what you said about Carol Rosen. She's had enough. She had enough. I disappeared off the scene for 5 years. How about that? Why? Time to duck and cover. But
yeah, recently,
just like Jeremiah, you see, it goes back to Kenny Rogers songs. You got to know when to hold them, when know when to fold them. Then it's time for a new hand, because the things that I wrote about are happening. This is going down. So I've got some major foresight into the conditions as they're setting up. And with this deceit of I'll give you a good example. MUFON. How long has MUFON been around, Rascal? You have any idea? I don't know off the top of my head.
A long time. Decades. Many, many decades. Probably 50 years? 50, 60 years?
Yep. Probably. And interestingly enough, I listened to somebody. I don't know whether I want to mention their name or not. I haven't decided on this. He sounds like a very knowledgeable guy. But he made reference to one individual person or personage that has been repeated over the years. Valiant Thor. Have you ever heard of Valiant Thor?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. For years. Who is Valiant Thor? He's supposed to be a Venusian. Someone from the planet Venus. Now, in case you don't know, the surface of Venus is hot enough to melt lead. It's the only planet in the solar system which spins backwards.
I didn't know he's from Venus.
That's what I had heard several years ago, and somebody caught my attention. Somebody did a video within the last 6 months, and Valiant Thor. They even showed pictures of him in the video, who he was supposed to be, and it's like, okay. And then I listened to this other guy, Ishmael Perez. If you want to go listen to him, go listen to him. He says some very interesting things, and it's who's giving him the information, who's controlling the narrative, who controlled the narrative of MUFON and the organizations which came about around MUFON. How many different places held conventions to talk about aliens, and you know, it's like Area 51. Was it Roswell? Every year, boom, they've got an alien convention there. That there's one in Pine Bush, New York. Every year, they've got an alien convention there. Alrighty then. You also have a major airport there with a runway long enough to let that was approved to land the space shuttle if need be. Stewart Airport. Home to the New York Air National Guard. Those are the heavy lift boys. So yeah, I was at the end of the runway one time, and they blew five or six C-5As come flying in. How do they keep that in the air? Who controls all that? It goes back to the three-letter agencies. Who is controlling the narrative? Rascal, at least six times I was invited to, you got to speak at our event. You got to speak at our event. Send me the information. We'll pay for your hotel room, pay for your travel. But you got to come speak at our event. Six times I heard that. And by about the fourth time, I started laughing at him whenever they said, you got to speak at our event. I said, yeah, okay. I wish you luck in getting me on the speakers list. They never could.
Why?
Because I made the connections because I wrote letters to Earth.
No.
The information was spectacular there, but I hit the nail on the head and pissed a lot of very powerful people off. People whose names are I reached up into the aristocracy of Europe and essentially kicked them smack in the balls. Oops. Did I get your attention? God, I could laugh about it now, but I'll tell you what, the repercussions from that, I spent days in prayer, nothing else but prayer. 4.5 days I fasted and I prayed. Think about that. If I wasn't praying, I was sleeping. If I wasn't sleeping, I was praying 4.5 days.
Wow.
I drank water and probably had some coffee. Nothing solid. A couple of cookies on the third day. That's the power that I had awoken. And I look back at it now and I laugh. Because it all ended in 40 days and 40 nights. But that's a different story. It's who's controlling the narrative and what are they trying to get across to us? Now, here's the question. Could they have genetically engineered bodies for the Greys, the Nordics, the reptilians, the insectoids? Remember the movie, the TV series V?
Huh.
Who are they fighting? Mm, yeah. So, you know, as far as these alien groups, let's go to the crash picture, and I'll touch on this. This is a picture I found online. Just represents the four species of aliens that they've recovered the bodies of in these crashes, but who's who? Now, it's alleged that the reptilians, which you can see there, are part of the Draco bad guys, the dragons. Do we have dragon families on this planet? Yeah, I guess we do, don't we? Alleged star families as well. But we also have the image in Revelation chapter 12 of the fiery colored dragon. And the Dracos are supposed to be the ones, or the reptilians are supposed to be the ones that have had control of this planet for literally millennia. They're the ones the life forms that directly have sided with the satanic owner of this planet. Or actually life on this planet, most likely headed genetic engineering for planet Earth. He had a dog in the fight, and he wanted this planet, he wanted to be God over this planet. Over the future of humans. So, you know, that's where the separation comes in. But it's all extraterrestrials. So if they have the technology now to genetically engineer different life forms, could they have engineered life forms for the satanic beings to now take possession of? We know that humans can be inhabited. They can be. That's why they have. Oh shucks! The word just escaped my mind. But that's why they have exorcisms. There we go. To expel demonic forces that have gained control of people. What do you think is possible, Rascala?
Absolutely.
So the question is, can we turn a fake alien invasion into a real alien invasion?
I mean, I could see where they have the technology to make it feel like it's real, but would it be real in the sense, are they really aliens? I mean, they have, like I mentioned, they have technologies that holograms that you can touch now. So if they squirt this out in the atmosphere, we're sprayed every freaking day with, we know we're, the three most common elements in the chemical trails are heavy metals, and they can act as literally as a screen in the sky. So they can transmit an image up there, any image they want, and then, you know, it could be an image of one of their aircraft dropping a bomb and having everybody freak out.
the fleet was up overhead today here when you can see them flying in formation all in the same direction, and that there's multiple groups of them all at the same time.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, we did start off the day with really clear blue skies, so couldn't let that happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there were literally fleets of jets laying down heavy chemtrails. Heavy chemtrails at different altitudes too.
It looked here. It looked like a giant claw had clawed the sky when they first laid them out. There was four lines all parallel to each other from one end to the other, and I had to take my eyes off it. It's just sickening.
Yeah, yeah. It certainly was. You know, the only good thing I could say is that most of it blew to the south of a southeast. And when you look down to the southeast in the afternoon, one big gray cloud down there. Huh. One big gray cloud. Huh. Waiting for the thunder and lightning to start. But anyway, and it was, the skies looked fairly, you know, you could tell that they had been chemtrailed, but the bulk of it all just went down to the southeast. So, hey, Boston, it's heading your way. Depending on the prevailing winds. So what are they doing? What are they doing to us? They could project whatever they wanted to in the sky. So I saw a similar video. It was in Ghana, I think it was, and they showed the Virgin Mary in the clouds, and people were going crazy looking up at the clouds. They had their cell phones out and they were recording. I was like, people have got to have cell phones. Cool. You know? excuse me. And so you could clearly see that it was the Virgin, what we're shown as the Virgin Mary. In a lot of Catholic iconic paintings and you know, the different things that they hand out to people. I'm sure every family in Italy's got a picture of the Virgin Mary in their house somewhere. I was over in England, and every house I went into had a picture of Queen Elizabeth. I don't quite get that, but whatever. So it's all for the control of our minds and controlling of the narrative as to what's getting out there. Now, there's a flip side to all of this, and that's the technological side. And we're going to be talking more about this alien connection here in coming episodes, because it's going to affect our lives directly. There's a quick, short answer to the long game, but the countries of the world have to unite. And this is right in Revelation 17, 10 kings who do not yet have a kingdom. In other words, complete earthly kingdoms, which back up the eighth king, the coalition of kings that come together. And so, you know, religion has been put on notice. How many, here's a good question, Riscala, you're sitting in church and the pastor gets up and he says, well, folks, as you know, there's been a lot of talk about aliens in the news. And, you know, we've been asked to deliver this divine message to all of you they are actually our genetic engineers, and we are part of their creation. And it's the Nordics or whoever they pick out. They certainly aren't going to pick out the reptilians. Yeah, these guys created you. Yeah. That's the dinosaur age. But, you know, you got to relate to somebody, and they've got to be human looking. And it's alleged that these Nordics are the ones who are foremost want to bring peace to this planet. They have an advanced society, which is peaceful. Dr. Mikio Kaku said, that Earth is a class 4 planet. That alien species look at Earth and all they see is tribal warfare. And in order for us to become a class 3 planet, we have to be united as a people around the Earth. And only then would aliens be interested in making contact with it, with us, because they will have observed that we have gone from tribal, as he put it, to having world communication and world unitedness. So moving the Earth scientifically, this is from Dr. Mikio Kaku, and I'm sure you can find the interview out there somewhere, but I believe it was when he was doing his sci-fi science program years ago. I got to be a member of the live studio audience. That's when I met the good doctor. But anyway, we have to be a class 3 planet. Oh, Star Trek, First Contact.
Hey, Peter.
What? Yeah.
I got a short video for you.
Go ahead and play it.
I think it's only about 30 or 40 seconds long. If I can line it up here, it's not behaving again. Here we go.
Allahu Akbar, Allah hadir, Allah hadir, Allah hadir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, semakin jelas, semakin jelas, ya Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah hadir, Allah hadir, Allah hadir, Allahu Akbar.
So the Arabic Allahu Akbar means God is great. So they were saying God is great. I think they felt that was Muhammad coming back down. But my point being is that they have the technology to do this. And I don't think that was real. I don't think it was real in the sense that it's not a computer generated image on, they took a video and then put, you know, an image in it. I think it's something they really saw up in the sky. But what they saw that they think is real is fake.
Well, keep in mind that we have 747s that can fly around with their lasers and project whatever they want, I suppose, because that's how right. They make holograms.
Right.
You know, so they can put that up wherever they want, including like the mother fleet. The flip side of the coin is, as far as the quote grays, there's a picture that has floated around for the longest time of Hitler standing before Greys. And it seems like that's where the story starts at Area 51. It was the short Greys. And they are supposed to be, they're like worker ants. They're technologically advanced and they're very knowledgeable in advanced technologies and what they do. Well, somebody had to be providing those advanced technologies in order to get to the point to where we have gotten inside the secret space program. The CEO of Lockheed Martin Skunk Works said in 1999 that they had retired CEO. Said that they had the technology to take ET home. those little Tic Tacs that they call them Tic Tacs. They're the ones that are probably most commonly seen by our aircraft, our fighter force. You know which ones I'm talking about, Riscala?
Oh yeah. As a matter of fact, you mentioned Hitler. During that war, there were numerous, I can't remember what they called them, but they had a name for him, and they thought it was Hitler's secret weapon. And it was, they come to find out later on, it was aliens kind of just observing everything.
Well, you know, in order to get some of these systems to work right, you got to develop the technology to get there. Think about the first computer that IBM built was like the size of a tractor, you know, a trailer. And now we've, and all it could do is add, divide, multiple, yeah, simple mathematics. They turned that into watches, you know, and that was 20 years ago. Our cell phones are mini computers.
Yeah.
And now they're taking us to a quantum high speed capabilities that are sitting on this universal blockchain, and they're building all these data centers.
Yeah. They're not data centers, people. They're surveillance centers. Peter, they were called Foo Fighters.
Foo Fighters, yeah. Nobody knew who they were.
And let's see. I was trying to bring it back up to see if it'll work. So it says, during World War II, Allied and Axis pilots frequently reported seeing mysterious glowing balls of light, orbs, and fireballs pacing their aircraft in the European and Pacific theaters. And they called them Foo Fighters.
Yep. Yeah, an absolute phenomenon. What were they? One could only imagine that they were intelligent life forms, right?
Absolutely.
The balls of energy.
They were following him. It says they were pacing him and following him.
Yeah, and the same report came out of Vietnam when Cliff High's father had reported this. He was on a special working on nighttime night vision binoculars, and the initial night vision was red, and it could now see that they had a door gunner open up fire while they're flying in formation. And when, you know, he made the claim that the door gunner broke up the whole formation. He made the claim that these demonic entities were flying next to them, and looked straight at him and pointed to him. He said, "That's when I opened fire, sir." Yeah. And so, yeah. What were they actually seeing? And so now if we build genetically engineered bodies for these things to physically inhabit, Riscullo, we could have a real alien invasion.
It's like I said, my concern is if it happens, I just want the discernment to know that it's real versus that it's fake. And I agree, we could have a real alien invasion. Absolutely.
The whole reason that we're being sold this bill of goods, and I'll call it a bill of goods, why release this information now? Which aliens are we dealing with, really dealing with? As we talked about last week, are these the aliens that are released out of the pit of the abyss that go stinging the men?
Take your pick.
Yeah, you know, truth is, it's one group fighting against another group. It's the group from the pit of the abyss that's putting the satanic, let's just call it what it is, those from the synagogue of Satan under their foot. They're going to break that system. And that synagogue of Satan goes all the way up to the Rothschild families and all the way up to the Vatican and most religious organizations. And I'll explain that. I don't care what religious organization is on the planet today, at least not in the United States. If they are 501c3 company, they are an incorporation. And they are the mother of all corporations is the Vatican. It said that the Romans invented incorporation and the Vatican perfected it. So any, your local town, whatever town you live in, is that town incorporated, is how everything is on the stationery that represents the town. Well, that corporation makes them, subject to the Vatican. So once you take down the Vatican, what happens to the corporations? Bye-bye. No longer subject to the Vatican. And it's most important that you take down the governmental corporations as opposed to the business corporations. And I think that's what we're looking here as we're getting closer through Trump's administration, is the breaking free of the current financial cabal and ending the United States of America Incorporated and bringing back the Republic of the United States of America unincorporated. So once you unincorporate a lot of stuff, you may not have to pay your local property tax if it's your primary dwelling. If you're a resident, not a business, business is still going to have to pay tax. But that would save a lot of people's houses, especially with property taxes continuing to go up. So we're just going to have to see what the future brings with everything that they've said. But it's taking down this satanic system of evil. And in my humble opinion, I think that we have the followers of Apollyon, which are now taking, which the narrative has changed. Wouldn't you agree to that, Riscola? All of a sudden, the narrative changed. And the one thing that Tim Burchett, who's a senator or a congressman anyway, I listened to a few of his interviews, and there are things he just won't talk about. But, sorry to get away from the question I asked you, but he just won't talk about them. But he knows what he's seen in these skiffs. He just hasn't been given permission to talk about it yet.
He doesn't want to go by. He doesn't want to go by way of Thomas Massie.
Yeah, or he was smart enough. Maybe he was the guy that was on the was asked to do the interview and thought it better because it might cost. He might have to sacrifice his life to do that.
True. Yeah.
You know, or at least his career. But there's certain. But who's stopping them from telling the truth? You still, well, he pointed right to the three-letter agencies. Who were the three-letter agencies installed by? That's got a trail to the Vatican, too, because the CIA was born with Gestapo influence. And so, go back to Operation Paperclip. It was much, much more than just scientists. It was the SS and the Gestapo. High-ranking members, very intelligent experts at what they did. And they did a lot of nasty things over there during World War II and the years leading up to it. So we'll leave it at that. I want to leave this show on a positive note. We're seeing these things exposed. This whole alien situation, it's being shown to us now. For what purpose? Ask the questions. There's one thing I guarantee you will work if we're ever confronted by what we would call supernatural beings or extraterrestrial beings. The one thing that will work is calling out God's name, Jehovah, Yahweh, Yahuwah. As a matter of fact, Acts, the second chapter, the 21st verse says, everyone calling on Jehovah's name shall be saved. Not just a few, not some, everyone. Think about that. Gee, what a simple thing. Call me, Father, quick. Having that direct connection right back to source through all of the dimensions in which we live, being that spiritual entity, because we truly are children of the Creator, and we've been given the power to procreate and create more children of the Creator. These extraterrestrials can't do that. Think about it. Why is Earth so valuable? Because we are the children of God. Make sense to you, Riscala?
Children of the Most High God, because we got children of the God here on the planet.
The true God. The true God. We are from the true God, the creator of everything. So keep that in mind. Claim your birthright. That's what it is. It's a birthright. Claim your birthright. And we'll see you next week right here on Trim Radio, right here on Revelation. We were trying to get Dr. Rand back on with us, but unfortunately he ran into thunderstorm ran into him and blew out his electric. But maybe we'll have him on next week and we'll get some further insight. Dr. Rand's a wealth of knowledge. Riscala, I always enjoy you joining in and especially producing the show. It makes my job just a little bit easier when I know there's a beating heart out there for sure.
My pleasure, my friend.
So thank you again. Love and blessings to everyone. We'll be here same time next week. Good night.